This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good to my aid. Just want to share with you something very short, and I think it will tie into Yom Tov as well. The Gemara on Pehei Amud Beis spoke about a guy. It's about two-thirds of the way down on Pehei Amud Beis. Ahud Amar Lahu Nechsei LaTuvia. A guy made an open statement. Before he died, he says, my property should go to Tuvia. And he died. So a guy walks in Tuvia. Rabbi Yochanan said, great, Tuvia came. We don't have to worry that he's not the right Tuvia. But if he said Tuvia and a Rav Tuvia came, then the person will not receive it, because he specifically said Tuvia, not Rav Tuvia, unless he's very good friends with this guy. If two people show up, both named Tuvia, one's a neighbor, one's a Talmud Chacham, Talmud Chacham has precedence. The Gemara says, Talmud Chacham Koidem L'Karoi. Talmud Chacham Koidem. Karoi V'Talmud Chacham. If a Talmud Chacham comes and a relative, so then Talmud Chacham Koidem. So amazingly, the Talmud Chacham is going to take precedence over both a neighbor and a relative. So isn't that interesting? A Talmud Chacham takes precedence over a neighbor and a relative. Rashi explains, what's the reason why a Talmud Chacham takes precedence? Rashi says, Talmud Chacham Koidem, Demistama Adam Matzdik Masav Lizchus B'Shas Misa. A person, in all probability, wants to make his actions righteous before he dies. The Amar Mar, the master said, Kol Hanavim Leinisnabu Ela Lamahana Talmid Chacham Min Chasav. All the prophecies of the world to come are stated regarding someone who benefits Talmid Chachamim from his estate, from his property. Okay. In any event, Rashi is explaining that the reason why the Talmud Chacham takes precedence over the neighbor and over the relative is because it's a bigger zuchus to give tzedakah to a Talmud Chacham than to a neighbor or to a relative. Therefore, if I were to ask you, in Hilchos Tzedakah, who should have kedima? Yeah? In Hilchos Tzedakah, who should have kedima? L'chayra, the Talmud Chacham should have kedima over the relative or over the neighbor. After all, we're learning in this Gemara, it's a bigger zechus to give to a Talmud Chacham or to give to over a relative or a neighbor. And Rabbi Chanan, let me try to bring it up on the screen here. Rabbi Chanan. Didn't come in. Let's see. Yeah, here. Here. Okay. Rabbi Chanan in the Koivet Shiurim on Daf Pei Vav. He quotes Rashi. Says Rabbi Chanan, Karoi v'tamad chacham tamad chacham kaidem, perish Rashi, mishum da'ad matzik masa b'shas misa. Says Rabbi Chanan, kein nira mizad du adin l'chol ha-mitzvah, shvein adem l'chaver, tamad chacham kaidem l'karoi. L'chaira, if let's say you have any mitzvah to do, for example, two people need to be redeemed. Two people need tzedakah. Two people need Ezra, whatever it may be. L'chayro, we should learn from this Gemara, it's a bigger zechus to help a Talmud Chacham. Therefore, it should come out in Hilchos Gemilas Chasadim and Tzedakah, the Talmud Chacham takes precedence. However, Rabbi Chanan writes, V'shal Sechuvas Chacham Tzvi Simen Ches Kasav L'Hepach. The Chacham Tzvi writes not like this. Chacham Tzvi says the relative will take precedence over the Talmud Chacham. The Chacham Tzvi says, our Gemara. Chacham Tzvi says, no, Umi Kanein Raya. V'loi Pirish Rav, Ma'ishna Hacha. He doesn't explain why. So says Rabbi Chanan, well, maybe you could push it off. V'shema kavanasay lidchos. Maybe what the Chacham Tzvi means is, da'hocha amdinon date l'tamen chacham yoyser melakarayv avshu shalai kedin. Maybe the pshat is like this. Maybe the pshat is, really, Rabbi Chanan says, a relative takes precedence. But here, the question is, the guy made a statement before he died, he wants to give it to Tuvia, and we don't know what he means. So we have to try to guess what he meant. Probably he meant the Talmid Chacham, but he must not have been right. He must have been wrong. Meaning, we're assuming this is what he wanted, based on the fact that he would have wanted to be mezakeh himself, thinking that it's a bigger zuchus to give to a Talmid Chacham. And really, we learn from Hilchos Tzedakah that it's not correct, but this is our best guess what he would have wanted to do, that it's not correct. The thing is, if you read Rashi carefully, Rashi is mashma, it is the halacha. So Rabbi Chanan says like this, "Davka hecha the noisin matana meretzoina b'makom neinu chayev b'zeh mitzvah lahaktim tam chacham." If you're giving a free will gift, then it's a mitzvah to be makdim tam chacham. But when you have an obligation, for example, tzedakah, then a relative would take precedence to a Talmud Chacham. And the words of the Chacham Tzvi are found in Rabbi Kiva Eiger and Yoredeya. In other words, maybe, you know when a relative has precedence? That's when you have to give tzedakah. You know when a Talmud Chacham has precedence? That's when you're doing it on your own. Question is, why would that make any difference? Question is, which is a bigger zchus? Is it a bigger zchus to give to a Talmud Chacham? That's what it's mevur in our Gemara, that we assume a person wanted to do the righteous thing before he died and give it to a Talmud Chacham. So if that's the case, why in Hilchos Tzedakah does a relative come first? L'chayra, the Talmud Chacham should come first because it's a bigger zechus. That's sort of the stira.
When do we do mitzvahs based on what's a bigger zechus?
Okay, so what should we do it based on?
The thing is, it's not a stira from the Gemara, because again, when...
L'chayra, the mitzvah you should choose to do is the bigger mitzvah. Okay, now this I didn't know. Rav Sternbach has some type of pirush on Shas. It's called Pshat V'Ion. So he brings Rabbi Kiva Eiger in Hilchos Tzedakah that a relative takes precedence over a Talmud Chacham. Our Gemara, that says a Talmud Chacham has precedence over a relative. So he says as follows. Maybe this is what Rabbi Chanan meant. He says, "The bitzdaka yeshchiyuv meyuchad lahakdim akrayvim." When it comes to tzedakah, you have a particular obligation to give precedence to a relative. Therefore, by tzedakah, you first give to a relative and then a talmud chacham. Aval hacha shenoisein samach lemaisa. But if you're giving before you die, mistamer roitzel lahatzdik masav. You probably want to bring yourself more merit. Lizchus b'shas misa. Ve'al kenam dinon date demiyasme neskavin lasses talmud chacham. You probably had in mind to give to a Talmud Chacham. So, Rav Sternbach is saying that there's a particular chiyuv to give to a relative, but before you die, we have to evaluate what you had in mind to do. You probably had in mind to do the bigger mitzvah. But again, the question would still be, if giving to a Talmud Chacham is a bigger mitzvah than giving to a relative, then why by Hilchos Tzedakah does a relative take precedence? Shouldn't the bigger mitzvah take precedence? And I think the answer is simple. And that is, when determining whether to do a mitzvah or not, like Rabasi said, the determining factor is not always what's a bigger mitzvah. I think the answer is very clear. Of course it's a bigger mitzvah to give to a Talmud Chacham. And of course someone who gives to a Talmud Chacham will have more schar than someone who gave to a relative. The only thing is, sometimes you have responsibility, and your responsibility obligates you to give to a relative because you are achroi for the relative. You're responsible to the relative. You have a responsibility to give to your brother or your relative before you Now, it doesn't mean it happens to be a smaller mitzvah, but your achrayas, in other words, when it comes to hilchos tzedakah, you have to do what your chiyuv is. Your chiyuv, umi besar chaloy tesalem. Your achrayas is to your relative first. In terms of the guy who's about to die, we want to know what was he thinking. What was he thinking? He certainly was thinking that he wants to do the bigger mitzvah. But in terms of what your obligation is, you have a chiyuv to the relative. And therefore, you know, it's almost in my mind similar to, what's a bigger mitzvah, learning Torah or saving a life? Of course, learning Torah. Gadol Tama Torah, Yotzer Me'atzel Snefashis. You have two people. One of them is learning in the Beis Medrash, the other one's on Hatzalah. And he gets Hatzalah call and he saves a life. Who's going to get more reward in the world to come? No question. The one who is learning will get more reward than the one who saved the life. So does that mean the one who gets the Hatzalah call should not go out and save the life? No, because he heard about it, he has a chiyuv to go save the life. That's his responsibility. But it doesn't mean, meaning a person's actions will not be determined by, well, it's a bigger zechus to learn, so I'll learn and I'll let the guy die. No. You have certain responsibilities. So responsibility is governed by family. But in terms of the inherent value of a mitzvah, the inherent value of supporting Tam Chacham is greater than supporting an ant. But you may have to support the ant before Tam Chacham. That's what Rosh Dermuch is saying. L'char, that's what Rabbi Kiveger means in the name of the Chacham Tzvi. That our Gemara is merely determining what the guy would have wanted to do, but in terms of what you have to do, there's a different determination. Yeah.
Rabbi can say that once the Talmud Chacham comes into the picture, he knows what's going on. So if he's making a claim, he must know that the relatives are all fine, they don't need tzedakah, and that's why he's coming into the picture. Because if he knew that they need tzedakah, he's not going to come and interfere.
Look, the Gemara, right, I hear what you're saying, but we're talking about in a laboratory where, you know, in other words, even if the Chacham doesn't know at all about the other person's situation, he says, what about the other person? I never heard of them, he says. You know, he would still take precedence if the guy's about to die, as opposed to in general, by Hilchot Tzedakah, the relative would take precedence. Okay, I think for this week, I don't know if anyone's around, but we'll see, maybe 12:45 or 1, probably 1 o'clock, Pei Vav Amud Aleph. That's what I'm thinking. Because otherwise, Pei Vav Amud Aleph, and I'm thinking Tuesday night, Pei Vav Amud Beis. Because Wednesday night I have the shadow note, it's going to be Thursday night. Okay, I'll send out a message soon if you... Okay, Hatzlacha.
I'll have to negotiate with my wife.
Yeah, no pressure. Again, you're... Even if it's a bigger mitzvah to go to Daf HaShavua, you might be responsible to... Okay, Hatzlacha.
Thank you.
Kol tov, bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.